You got a litany of list of things here. I want to talk about something that you're going to bring to us next month. The South Carolina Arts Commission is going to have offices here in Rock Hill.
They do. They already have offices here, which is so exciting. They have created this new program called the Hub Program, and they've overlaid districts on top of essentially the tourism district. So we are currently in the Old English District. Okay. So they are here to answer questions and help work through, I don't know, any issues or grant questions that people might have. York County, Lancaster County, Chester County. It's essentially everybody who's within the Old English District.
Okay.
There are, I believe, 7 or 9 different districts across the state. There's one in the Lowcountry. There's one over by Greenville. There's one for Columbia. There's a PD. So each district has its own representative, and they are here. You know, they are in their offices locally so that you have a direct connection to the South Carolina Arts Commission.
Nice.
When they first introduced it, they talked about it like DMV offices.
Yeah.
Same thing, but for the arts.
Because it's a state agency, Commission. Okay.
That's right.
I don't think I realized it was that big and that there were different regions. And,
yes.
Okay. That's great to have them local then.
Absolutely.
And you said we'll hear from them very soon.
Yes. Yes. So we are their programming partner. They just have offices over top of counter at this point. And we are serving as the location for their events, for their workshops, for their business meetings, anything like that that might happen here locally.
And I'm sure they've gotten well acquainted with our good friend Chef Rob.
Yes.
let's talk about a call for artists in Cotton Alley.
Yeah. So an initiative that the Placemaking Committee years ago implemented was the Alley's Reimagined program. And the Cotton Alley, which runs between the Center for the Arts and Wells Fargo, between East Main Street and the parking lot, right at the corner of Dave Lyle and White Street, is Cotton Alley.
Okay.
And the Arts Council, gosh, before COVID, I want to say in 2017 or 2018, we put up 5 essentially metal frames that were, and then they have vinyl on them. They look like little billboards. And on those pieces, we had artwork by people, artists, York County artists specifically, who had been seen in or had artwork in the Art Pop program. And for people who don't know what the Art Pop program is, that's a much bigger program that's run out of Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's open for local artists to participate in, and there you actually get your artwork on billboards. And right now we have 5 York County artists, including one student, who are in the program. They're the cohort of 2026, and it's exciting to see their work on the big billboards.
Yeah.
And we brought them down to the smaller ones after they spent their time in the big billboards. Our second round, we replaced those artworks with artwork by our students. Studio artists, and then the hailstorm happened, and it kind of trashed everything that we had. And so what we did was we asked the company that we partner with to go through our archive and pick out the best of what we had and make sure that, you know, everything that was destroyed by the hailstorm was kind of put away. And we just brought back some of, so it's a mix between some of the Art Pop artists and some of the studio artists at this point, and we're looking for a whole fresh set. So this is, there are now 9 frames. There are 5 on the Arts Council building, 5 on the Wells Fargo building, and we are looking for artists from York County to replace the pieces that are there now. It is open just to artist members, but anybody can join as an artist member. So you can find that information at our website, yorkcountyarts.org, and you can find more details about that call and what it entails.
You're not just looking for artists, but you're also making a call for artist studios that you have available space.
Yes. So at the Center for the Arts, we have about 10 different studios, and there are 4 that are currently without a residence. So they're not live-in studios, but they are places to work, and we are looking for our next folks to fill them. And you can do, there are a lot, there's some parameters to it. You can't work with things that produce noxious films or flames. Really, it wouldn't be suitable for ceramic artists, but most other artists would find them to be really great spaces to create.
So you can rent them like by the month?
It's by the month, but you sign a year lease with
us.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
There's a reception tonight for Make No Bones. Tell us about this.
Make No Bones is by a young artist named Maggie Ginoble. She graduated from Wofford a few years ago, and she will be here tonight to talk about her work. It's in the Dalton Gallery, which is the big gallery at the Center for the Arts. We'll be talking with her. We'll be meeting with her. She'll be there to answer questions, and it's just a great time to get to know the arts community here in York County. Especially. So Maggie's Make No Bones really speaks to how people perceive themselves in the age of technology and how you can tort yourself as a result of constantly being on.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's open to the public?
That is open to the public. Okay. It is free to attend. We have two other exhibits on display right now at the Center for the Arts, and those artists will be here as well. There's one called Tone Deaf in the Perimeter Gallery, and then another called Honderbite. I believe I'm saying that correctly, in the Edmund Lewandowski Classroom Gallery. And the Edmund Lewandowski Classroom Gallery is reserved just for student artists. So this artist is, I believe, a master's candidate at Winthrop University.
When you say student artists, they have to be in college, or it's like any student of any age?
K through college.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you work with the art instructors at like area high schools?
We do.
Schools?
Okay. In fact, the next show that's coming in will be the Children's Fall Show. Okay. And that is almost all of the elementary schools in Rock Hill. And then the show after that, that takes place during Christmasville, I almost said come see me. Christmasville is the York County High School's art show, and that's a curated show. The art teachers actually submit their top pieces from the high school level to just be on display during that show, and it's juried, so there are cash prizes for those students, which is an exciting opportunity for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Finishing up with Melanie Cooper, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of York County. Last thing, we've got adult art classes still available.
Yes, they are kicking off. We always take the summer off, reset, get ready for the next programming year. We kind of run on the same schedule that schools do. Yeah. We go from about September through April or maybe May. So we are getting ready to have our first art class of this programming year on September 14th. They're Saturdays, the first three Saturdays of the month, and they're all different topics, and they are only one class long. Okay. So you're going to come, you're going to learn from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then you get to go home and you don't have to think about it again if you don't want to, or maybe you're really intrigued and you want to explore it more. So we do offer different themes throughout the year. So our first class is going to be a stained glass class, making mosaics. And then she'll be back, I believe, in October for another class.
So if you sign up and register, pay registration fee, y'all provide all the material so that you just show up and learn all the things and walk away with a piece.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I love that. So fun. Yeah. How many people can you accommodate in one class?
It depends on the teacher. Okay. We do let them determine. The most that we'll allow in really is 25. You start losing elbow room when we bring in more than that.
And that's necessary.
That's right.
Well, Melanie, anything else before we leave you?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm excited to bring in the South Carolina Arts Commission with me next month.